This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
This morning, caught up with the CEO of the Mangambia City Council, Mark McShane, was talking to us about the fact that Lynette Martin had been voted provisionally as the mayor of the city of Mangambia. I have her on the line. Lynette Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, listeners.
Lynette, first of all, congratulations. It is absolutely sensational to think that you're about to be the mayor of the city of Mangambia.
Oh, it is, Ewan. It's quite overwhelming and also very humbling, actually, to think that I have been voted in this way. And but it will be a real honour to represent my community as mayor, and I look forward to the challenges that lie ahead.
Lynette, there's been a fantastic result from voting. Lots of people managed to get their ballot papers back to the Electoral Commission.
They did. It was fabulous, Ewan. Mount Gambier has returned for about 42%, and that's about 10% above the state average, which I think really demonstrates that the people of Mount Gambier are interested in what happens in their city. And so I really thank everyone for their support there.
Lynette, looking at the numbers, 5,286 odd people voted for you to be mayor. That's a staggering number.
It was, Ewan, and that is, yeah, as I said, quite overwhelming to think that many people did vote for me. And you could say now I'm on the mat and I'll really have to perform, won't I, Ewan?
Well, talking about that, in the lead up to the election, of course, you would have talked to a number of residents from not only the Limestone Coast, but from the Blue Lake City. What are the resounding issues that people are talking to you about?
Well, Ewan, it was really interesting talking to the members of the community and hearing of their issues. A lot of them are really grassroots issues, you know, that concern everyday life in Mount Gambier. And I think that's really important that we address those. Mm. So I've now got a long list to work through there because I really would like to look at those concerns and see, you know, if we can do something about them. So, yes, a lot of that was what I call, you know, grassroots issues. So, yes, I said I look forward to looking at those from now on.
Lynette, how much of a voter turnout do you think can be put down to the sheer amount of people that are talking about the sport and rec hub?
Yes, look, I think that probably did have an influence. But, of course, there's still a lot of conversation to go on there. And with the ratepayer poll, but I do think you're quite right there, Ewan, that could have had quite an influence on a greater voter turnout. Mm.
Lynette, we have to wait at least 24 hours to find out who our councillors will be for the brand new council. Hopefully there'll be a decision early in the week, though.
Yes. We're hoping maybe tomorrow afternoon, once the second and other preferences are sorted out in Adelaide. Ben Hood is certainly leading the way with 1,650 votes, and that is a fantastic personal effort for Ben there. Mm. And Steve Perriman's on 950. So those two are very safe. But there is a lot that will really depend on preferential voting. So it will be interesting, and I think we'll have a good mix of councillors who have been on previously, which we, you know, we do need to have the steadying influence of those with experience and some new blood, which I think is always good.
Lynette, it's going to be fantastic to talk to you over the course of the next couple of years. I cannot wait to see what the brand new council looks like and, of course, what you guys will do to make the city the greatest place to live here in South Australia. Congratulations on being voted in as the mayor of the city. It's a fantastic result.
Thank you, Ewan. And, yes, we want to keep Mount Gambier as that second city to Adelaide and the fantastic place that it is to live, make it even greater. So, yes, that's what we'll be aiming for. And Ewan, if I can just say, look, I would like to mention Andrew Lee here and thank him for his leadership over the past 4 years as mayor, and I wish him well for his future.
Lynette, great to talk to you this morning. Congratulations again. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Ewan.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.